USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are fresh reports that Russia has massed about 70% of the forces needed for a full-scale invasion along Ukraine's border. As two top U.S. officials speaking on condition of anonymity say, the buildup consists of the military personnel and weapons that Russian President Vladimir Putin would need to overwhelm its neighbor. The U.S. officials add, while current numbers indicate a possible invasion within the next few weeks, a diplomatic resolution is still possible if Russia is open to one. More than 1,000 protesters were on the streets of Minneapolis yesterday in response to the police killing a few days ago of a 22-year-old man. They want justice for Amir Locke, who was fatally shot early Wednesday while apparently asleep and holding a firearm during a police raid. This is USA Radio News.
Do you suffer from joint pain, knee pain, arthritis? Pick Billy Gerard for Revive One, the roll-on pain reliever. Just shake it, roll it on, and feel the relief. I love snowboarding, but my knees, they feel the pain. Revive One pain reliever changed all that. Shake it, roll it on, and I'm right back on the slopes. Gail G, she said that Revive One relieved her pain and helped her and her husband enjoy their walks again. Put an end to your pain with Revive One. Try Revive One on your pain risk-free. Go to painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland, all one word, .com. Use discount code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Revive One is so confident it'll work for you, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Go to painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporary relief pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
One of the world's top podcasters getting into some recent controversies, and now he's having to apologize for other things as well. Joe Rogan is now calling his past use of the N-word the most regretful and shameful thing he has ever had to address. The 54-year-old posting a 5-minute apology to his Instagram after a video compilation of all the times that he used that slur surfaced.
And I certainly would never want to offend someone for entertainment with something as stupid as racism.
Snowboarder Julia Marino, the first American to bring home a medal at the 2022 Olympics in Beijing. She won the silver medal today in women's slope-style snowboarding. It marks the Connecticut native's first ever Olympic medal. Hollywood actress Jennifer Garner was celebrated yesterday as the Hasty Pudding 2022 Woman of the Year at Harvard. On Thursday, actor Jason Bateman was celebrated as the Man of the Year. This is USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This has really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com. andro400.com.
More now on the tension involving Russia. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Some Republicans are calling on the Biden administration to impose sanctions on Russia to deter them from invading Ukraine. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan joins Fox News to weigh in, saying threats like Russia and China are making their moves in reaction to the U.S. pullout from Afghanistan.
I warned after the Afghanistan withdrawal fiasco that these authoritarian countries would be testing us, and we're seeing that now in Ukraine, and we're seeing that almost daily in the South China Sea and Taiwan, and I don't think this administration is doing enough to show strength.
Ukrainian officials say they don't think a Russian invasion is imminent. About 130,000 Russian troops surround Ukraine's border. I'm Tim Berg.
And a U.S.-born Chinese figure skater is coming under withering online criticism after she fell on the ice at the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Zhu Yi was born in California but gave up her U.S. citizenship to compete for China. The 19-year-old fell in the figure skating team event and missed a jump, finishing in last place, knocking China from third to fifth place in the standings. Chinese social media lit up with harsh words, with some calling her a disgrace. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.